So is it that those who have more material desires, they cannot come in Krishna's gravity pull? Yes, but it will depend on the nature of the material desires. Sometimes we differentiate between desires, the material is the spiritual. But not all material is the same. In material also there is goodness, there is passion, there is ignorance. So goodness is relatively speaking more favorable for bhakti. Ignorance is more unfavorable for bhakti. So what is the nature of the material desire also? Or another way to look at material desires also, some material desires can be anti-devotional. So for example, the desires which involve breaking the regulative principles, they are anti-devotional. They will definitely keep us away from Krishna's gravity pool. But there can be some desires which are just non-devotional. Somebody just has some curiosity, some general knowledge. I want to know about nature. I want to know about... Just people have curiosity for general knowledge or whatever. Some people like to go trekking. Some people like to go swimming. But this is not necessarily anti-devotional. But there's not necessarily anything devotional also about it. It's non-devotional. And some desires may be pro-devotional. Pro-devotional means those desires, whatever we get from it, we may be able to use in Krishna's service. So somebody likes to sing. Now we all devotees sing in kirtans, we all do kirtan, but some devotees really like to go into singing. They go deep and they learn about singing, they may do some courses for it. Now that can be used in Krishna's service. Now whether it will be used or not, that will depend on how strong is their devotional desire to serve Krishna. So rather than just saying that material desires keep us away from Krishna, we have to process the material desires and see how are they relating with our Krishna consciousness. So if the desires for worldly enjoyment are very gross and overpowering, then they will, that means that the gravity pull towards the world is very strong. But if those desires are spiritualizable, the desires can be used in Krishna's service, then that is not necessarily, then that is not at all opposed to the principles of bhakti. Unless say, I like to sing, I like to speak. Now, I can speak about Krishna and I can fulfill my desire to speak, but I can also go closer to Krishna. But if I get so infatuated with the activity of speaking itself, that in order to get a bigger following, I start speaking about things other than Krishna, then that desire is going to take me away from Krishna because I am chasing after popularity. So that means, you know, there is a driving desire in our life. And there are other desires also in our life. So if our driving desire is to go towards Krishna, then our other desires can be processed appropriately. Now some desires may need to be rejected entirely. Some desires we indulge in a regulated way. Some desires we engage in such a way that they can also help us in moving towards Krishna. But if the important thing is, rather than focusing on, oh okay, a person has a lot of material desires, that's why that person cannot go towards Krishna. The point is, we try to keep ourselves in the gravity pull of Krishna as much as possible. See, Krishna consciousness is not dependent on renunciation. Renunciation is dependent on Krishna consciousness. So that means whatever level of renunciation I have, or whatever kind of attachment I have, whatever it is, just start practicing Krishna bhakti. And by practicing Krishna bhakti, as we get taste, then gradually the renunciation will develop in an organic way. But if I try to make renunciation a precondition, then it's not going to work. So yes, if somebody has more material desires, what can we do about it? Well, I have it. And some desires can be just rejected. No, I'm not going to do this. But some desires, the impressions may be so much that we just can't wish them away. We can't reject them. So we may have to process them appropriately. So the Krishna bhakti doesn't depend, Krishna bhakti is not, is not unavailable to those who are having material desires. It is available for everyone. But the effect may take more time. It's not that somebody who has a lot of material desires can't come to a temple. They can also come to a temple. They can also practice Krishna bhakti. But for that Krishna bhakti to spiritualize their consciousness may take more time. But that's okay. Different. All of us have gone through many, many lifetimes before we have come to this level. So we don't have to... if certain desires are difficult to give up for a particular person at a particular time, then rather than worrying about those desires, we focus on trying to connect with Krishna. It will take more time if the desires are strong. It's like, say, if somebody is in mood of goodness, then at least the material desires are less, then that's like a person who is dry wood. When you light it, immediately blazes. If a person is in the mode of ignorance, that's like, you know, boat that is completely submerged in water. Light will take a good amount of time. Or that wood that is very wet, not submerged in water, very wet. His passion is like wood that is wet, but still is not completely wet. So basically it will take time. But whatever happens, you keep practicing Krishna Bhakti. Does that answer your question?